This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Okay, back on the show. On Saturday, we'll have the spring game for you. From the campus of the University of Miami Hurricanes defensive line. We'll talk a lot more about that. If you're going to have a great team, you need to have a great defensive line. We'll hear from some comments from Justin Scott coming up in the next segment, Hurricanes sophomore defensive tackle. But a lot of different moving parts on the defensive line. Mesidor's back. Bain is back. Jason Taylor coaching up the defensive line. And after the scrimmage this past Saturday, he spoke with Don Bailey.
Don Bailey with Jason Taylor. And coach, you just finished up your scrimmage here on Saturday. Looking in the rear view mirror, how's the defense progressing?
We've taken some big steps, I think. Obviously, learning a new system. We got a lot of young guys in town. The number three or four or five young guys that are in town doing it up front. We just got here in January that have shown progress. You know, we're 11 practices in. We're not where we want to be. We're not where we were, but we're also not where we're going to be one day. So it's I've been very happy with them, very pleased with the effort.
You're installing a new playbook and a new style, and are you on schedule for that?
I actually think we're ahead of where I thought we would be at this point. You know, Coach Heatherman may see it differently, even though we do see things very, very alike. We've done a good job, put a lot of stuff in, we throw a lot at them. Kids have been really good at accepting information, trying to commit it to memory, working on it, walking through, getting extra reps before and after practice, executing during practice. But we also have to let them fail. And situations like today, where we get off the field and let them play, let them fail. Even though I did go on the field once when they failed and lost my mind.
We saw that, coach.
Yeah, we will talk about that. I'm sure you will. But you gotta let them fail. When the failure rate comes down drastically, like it has over the last two or three practices, then you know you're cooking with gas.
You know, Coach, I don't think people have talked about this enough, but you almost have the entire freshman class here for spring practice. And you're talking about gelling 23-year-old guys with 17 and 18-year-olds. How does that happen?
You throw it at them. First of all, you create a culture and a standard. This is how it's going to be, regardless of age. Mesidor turned 24 today. Mondo turned 18 a few weeks ago in his second year. Marquise Lightfoot is still 17. No, wait, Marquise Lightfoot is 18. So you know, we're still really, really young. So you create a standard and a culture of what this guy has to be, regardless of age. You hold them accountable. You coach everybody hard. But you, like Jimmy Johnson told me my rookie year at the Dolphins, you know, I'm gonna coach everybody. Everybody differently, but everybody fairly. And obviously, what's fair for, I won't use a player as an example. What's fair for me is different than what's fair for Coach Mirabal. Probably in Coach Mirabal's favor, you know what I mean? But it's just, everybody's different. You gotta find ways to teach, you gotta find ways to relate. Some guys learn better on the board, some guys learn better board and walk through, some guys learn better board, walk through, and 3x of reps, you know? So it's finding how everybody commits the information to memory. And obviously your young kids are going to be a little different. Now, in doing so, you got to have veteran guys that can lead, that are, number one, willing to lead, and then number two, have the ability to lead. So, and that's two different things. And we're trying to, that's our responsibility as coaches, I think, to breed those guys and help those guys grow and learn how to lead by example, talk, standard, culture.
Let's talk about two of the older guys, Mezador and Bain. Mm-hmm. What do they bring to the team? It's easy to talk about what they bring to the room, but what do they bring to the team?
Obviously, very good players and well-respected because of their ability. What they bring to the team is a word on the grass, they're always going to work. Now, I gave Mezador a hard time today because it was his birthday and I felt like he wasn't running around at the beginning. You know, it was just my way of trying to push buttons with him. Again, treating everybody in a different way that they respond to. But they bring instant respect. I think both of those guys are learning to be more vocal leaders, learning that it doesn't always have to be about jumping someone's ass, jumping someone's butt. It could be with putting your arm around somebody. It could be spending extra time in a meeting room. It could be standing next to somebody during a walkthrough and helping them through. It's not always about kicking them in the butt. Sometimes you got to grab their hand and lead them too. So those guys are learning that. Offensively, I think they know offensively when they play against Mez and Bain, they know they're going to get a full day's work. And it's the same thing for us. You know, we play Coop, we play CC. Like, we're going to get a full day's work. There's a reason why Bain only wants to work when CC's working, you know, or only wants to go against CC. He wants to sharpen his iron against the best iron. Same thing with Coop. I think guys like Justin Scott, who is like a totally different person than he was a year ago. I think guys like Justin Scott see Bain and Mez go about their business, go about their work, go about their recovery, go about their extra work. I'm sure Bain is sitting inside this door right here waiting on me. They see those things, it becomes contagious. So it's been good.
What do you hope to get out of last week of spring practice?
Healthy.
Great answer. For everybody.
Healthy? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I ain't talking about me. I don't mind if I get hurt, but yeah, I want these guys to be healthy, number one, going into their stretch run of classes and then into our summer program. I want to see the young guys continue to get more and more reps, though their play count will elevate a little bit. We've got guys that played almost 2,000 snaps of college football, and then we got guys that played none. Those guys that played none need to get a big look. I want to see them continue to fall in love with the process of being great. I tell them all the time, everyone wants to be great. Everybody wants to be great. But do you fall in love with the process of being great? And the process, quite honestly, the process sucks. It really does. The process sucks. It's hard. It's miserable. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. It's anxiety filled at times. It's sad at times. It's always tough. It's rarely great. It's rarely great and fun. To me, it was just because the way I looked at success was like, now what? What's next? Right now. So trying to help these guys enjoy their temporary success, but also fall in love with that process.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
No problem.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.